From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meet at the White House. President Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister projected a message of unity during a White House meeting Wednesday. Mr. Trump suggested that the U.S. could back either a two-state or a one-state solution for the region.
And I like the one that both parties like. I'm very happy with the one that both parties like. I can live with either one.
U.S. diplomatic efforts have been aimed at creating an independent Palestinian state alongside of Israel. During their joint news conference, Mr. Trump asked Mr. Netanyahu to hold back a little bit on expanding settlements in Palestinian territory while the White House works on efforts to revive the Middle East peace process. President Trump struck back Wednesday at media reports about alleged links between him and Russia. In a string of Twitter comments, the president blamed the intelligence community for what he called illegal leaks to the media. Reports appeared in the Washington Post last week, revealing conversations between ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and the Russian ambassador that happened before the election. Mr. Trump said, quoting now, the fake news media is going crazy with their conspiracy theories and blind hatred. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis sought Wednesday to allay NATO concerns about America's commitment to Europe's security. He met in Brussels with his NATO counterparts.
The alliance remains a fundamental bedrock for the United States and for all the transatlantic community, bonded as we are together. As President Trump has stated, he has strong support for NATO.
Defense Secretary James Mattis. This is VOA News. Police in Malaysia say they have arrested a woman in connection with the apparent assassination of a half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The woman was detained on Wednesday morning at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport. Police say she was identified on travel documents as Doan T. Hwang. South Korea on Wednesday confirmed the victim was the North Korean leader's older half-brother, Kim Jong-nam. On Tuesday, unnamed U.S. government sources said the United States strongly believes that Kim Jong-nam was murdered by North Korean agents. U.S. retail sales and inflation rose in January, strengthening the case for the central bank to raise interest rates. Retail sales advanced 0.4% for the month. Another report shows U.S. consumer prices rose at the fastest pace in nearly 4 years, with costs gaining 0.6% in January and 2.5% in the past year. A round of Syria peace talks scheduled to begin Wednesday in Kazakhstan has been delayed until Thursday. Kazakhstan's foreign ministry did not offer an explanation for the change. The focus of the talks is a partial ceasefire that went into effect at the end of December. At a previous meeting in January, Russia, Iran, and Turkey agreed to serve as monitors for the ceasefire. A second round of talks in Moscow on Afghanistan ended Wednesday. Representatives from Afghanistan were included in the talks for the first time, joining those from Russia, Pakistan, China, India, and Iran. Participating countries called for Central Asian nations to be included in future discussions. Two bomb explosions in northwestern Pakistan killed at least 6 people and wounded many more on Wednesday. Officials say the deadliest incident happened in the Mohammad tribal district near the Afghan border, where a suicide bomber blew himself up after security forces spotted and tried to stop him. A second bomber accompanying the attacker was gunned down while he tried to detonate explosives strapped to his body. A splinter faction of the anti-state Pakistan Taliban claimed responsibility. Hours later, a suicide bomber riding a motorcycle attacked an official van transporting members of the provincial judiciary in the city of Peshawar. The U.S. Justice Department says it has reached a plea agreement with the man who purchased 2 of the guns used in the 2015 attack in San Bernardino, California, that killed 14 people and wounded 22. Under terms of the agreement, Enrique Marquez is due to plead guilty Thursday to conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists and making false statements in connection with acquiring a firearm. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.